Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Memory Capacity Exceeded. This file is an effect of sorts. By the end of this, you will struggle holding on to thoughts. You will find it difficult to remember something that you did just moments ago. And it will be challenging to hold on to any real, cohesive concept. Short-term memory is very important. It is part of how we function from moment to moment. It allows us to piece together sentences and structures, and when we want to, we can move those memories to our long-term memory. When our short-term memory is interrupted or otherwise malfunctioning, influenced, for example, by drinking, you might notice that you don't really remember anything, even though you were sure in the moment that the sentence made complete sense. By the time the words flow from your mouth, little structure remains. While we are doing this, it might be interesting for you to try and be aware of each and every thought, all the ways in which your short-term memory interacts with what I'm saying. I'd also like you to remember a few key phrases. They will come back later, and they are important. Each of the phrases has a meaning, and like many puzzle pieces, they fit into a bigger picture. Each phrase may make sense on its own, or perhaps it will sound like nonsense to you. However, it also plays a part. And as the parts which start apart piece together to create a bigger part of a smaller piece, your memory may finally fit the pieces together in a way that seems to swing and sway with the word. Moments melt into implants. That was the first phrase. Four simple words that I'm sure you can remember. Of course, at any moment in time, you'll have to be ready to remember. Until you're struggling to remember so much that your thought quota, your memory capacity, your ability to reconstruct or recover memories is momentarily interrupted. When your memory capacity is exceeded, it is very common to suffer some minor short-term memory loss. This can last from seconds to minutes, and after a mental reboot, the mind swiftly recovers without any ill effects. Overflow results in emptying. Again, four words, a simple phrase. Do you still remember the first? Try hard to remember. It's important that you can remember each and every phrase even after it has been said. Moments. I see. Do you at least remember the second phrase? Versions develop over time. This is the third phrase. Again, four simple words. They all piece together into an individual sentence that slots into simple structures. Concepts that create cavalcade of sensations that slowly overload your mind, perhaps. Short-term memory is responsible for so many things, after all. Every thought, idea, or observation will need to go through it. And if your memory capacity is exceeded, creating complex concepts may pose somewhat of a challenge. Moments melt into implants. This is the first phrase, four words. Did you recognize it? Or did your short-term memory already purge it? Are you aware of the unawareness of your memory? How it is imperfect? How it reconstructs most things? How overflow results in emptying? Very well. The last phrase is a little longer, but may also be the most important. That being said, the other ones are also important. I do want you to do your best to remember each of only four phrases. Recovery may result in cleared caches. I want you to really absorb the words, remember them. Versions develop over time. Not just the words themselves, but also how they fit together. Overflow results in emptying. As you do your best to remember each and every phrase, focusing on the task at hand and also focusing deeply on your memory. Moments melt into implants. Thoughts and ideas that somehow seem to collapse against each other, crash into overflow until your memory capacity is exceeded and you simply drop all thoughts and struggle to think of anything else. In a moment when I repeat any of the phrases, it is like they crash your mind. Wake, and I'd like you to be aware of what is happening, even if your awareness is interrupted from moment to moment. As overflow results in emptying, you may find moments melt into implants. As versions develop over time, recovery may result in cleared caches. The sentences all string together, but the order may be incorrect. As you try to remember, your thoughts simply overflows, and your memory capacity is exceeded. Try to think, to hold it together, and the more you try, the more you realize that it is, in fact, stuck. Versions develop over time. When moments melt into implants, recovery may result in cleared caches, as overflow results in emptying. That's okay, you may let it go. Just blink and blank. Each blink, another blank moment that empties your temporary awareness. Short-term memory is no more than a temporary place to store now, and as then becomes now and now becomes then, you'll find yourself struggling to piece the thens with the nows and the soons with the befores. And as soon as you let go, it becomes even more difficult to piece together. It's like you drop a thought, and the thought drops you. And as you drop deeper in the drop that your thought dropped, you may struggle to wake in awareness that stays in a strange state of confusion. But that's okay. While your memory capacity exceeded feels kind of nice and relaxing, and the after effect of the file may be felt for minutes, it might be interesting to try and read something or do something while you cannot contain any information, as it drops from your thoughts as easily as moments melt into implants. Recovery may result in cleared caches as versions develop over time and overflow results in emptying. So easily overloaded. Now when I wake you again, you'll find yourself aware of your unawareness. And while you may struggle a little to string your thoughts together, you will also be able to enjoy it. And while some memories may be missed, whatever is lost can be regained with effort. So enjoy your moments of your memory capacity exceeded. Melt into implants. Overflow results in emptying. Wake. And welcome back. Make sure you wake before this ends. And try to piece a coherent thought together and enjoy.